You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, hello, welcome back. Welcome to, well, this is the 100th episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Yep. I can't believe it myself. 100 episodes and we're still going. And that is down to you for listening, for subscribing, for giving me your comments and for sharing it. So thank you so much for your support over the years. We're in our fourth series now, 100 episodes in total. Amazing. I still can't believe it. I have got a cracking guest for this episode. This gentleman has been on before. When I was looking for a guest for the 100th episode, I thought, this chat is going to make for a really good one. Why? Well, after 8 years of having his own podcast, my guest started producing and helping other people create their podcasts. He wants to help other businesses and communities to tell their stories via podcasting. He does it through he's launched his own radio station, Grow Radio, where you can find this very podcast on Grow Radio. His name is Gary Jones. He's from Grow Radio. He helps businesses engage with their audiences online, helps to overcome fears about podcasting. As a podcast producer, editor, and trainer, he can cover all aspects of podcasting from the creation of your show all the way to the marketing of it. You can see why I thought this would be the ideal guest to have for the 100th episode. Gary Jones, let's bring him in. Hello, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm all good, and congratulations on your 100th episode. It's a massive milestone. Well played.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I still can't believe it myself, actually, to be fair. Managed to keep it going through thick and thin for the 100. So yeah, we're going to talk all things podcasts. We're going to explore things like why people should listen to podcasts, how you can engage with the podcaster and the importance of the audience doing that. And we're also going to look at the ins and outs of podcasting and how anybody listening to this could go about launching their own podcast. We'll look at some of the common mistakes to avoid. Before we get into all of that, though, I do have to ask you, we've heard your bio, but who is Gary Jones? Who is the man behind the bio?
So behind the bio, behind the kind of business, I'm a guy who likes comics. I'm a guy who likes walking his dogs. I like watching Marvel, DC films and all that kind of stuff. But mainly in terms of business related, I just want to help people tell their story. I started off as a retailer years and years and years ago. Worked in various different places in loads of different locations. And the need to help people change with the products I was selling. And I kind of moved into a more marketing role. And from the marketing role, I started to learn how to podcast. And then I realized, well, actually, it's good for me to tell my story and good to hear people have their story shared on my platforms, on my podcast. But actually, I want to start talking to them and teaching them how to do it for them. I want to start empowering them to do their own. And fast forward to now, I'm the person who has got a podcast, who's got a radio station. My business is growing each month. And I still love comics and Marvel stuff and watching films and walking the dogs. That's kind of me in a nutshell.
Beautiful, beautiful, and a great nutshell it is too. I love that though. I love it, and it has been interesting watching your journey because we've known each other for a good few years now, since well before the days of Grow Radio and so on. It's been inspiring watching your journey, watching how you've taken this and run with it. Because over the years, I've known a few people have gone, oh yes, I can teach you podcasts, and they kind of come and go, but you've stayed the distance. You've built, it's still building, and I know you've got some, I'm not going to spill the beans because they're secrets for you at the moment, but I know you've got more plans, both with the radio show and stuff beyond. It's great to see you really making this happen.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. And yeah, we've known each other for a number of years now, and we work together on a different different kind of projects, a couple of my live events as well you've been part of. And what's really cool about people like yourself, you've got the drive and the passion to keep going. And you're right, it's all, there are people who have done podcasting training, podcast launches and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like anything in marketing, consistency will ultimately win out compared to anything else. You know, consistency is the main thing. And if I look back on when I first started podcasting, kind of now probably 10 years ago, I'd say, if I started listening to podcasts 12 years ago, started my own business, yeah, about 8 to 10 years ago, compared to the podcast I used to do then, compared to what I do now, it's a whole different ballgame. And I'm sure you've seen your podcast journey from the episode number one to now. It's a completely different journey as well. But it's consistency. It's about keeping it fresh and also just keep developing your skills. You know, before this, we were talking about the different ways we can record this and how the platform we're using now makes it a lot more refined compared to another platform we were using. It's all about just continually doing it. But the consistency is the big, big, big thing in anything we do.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right there. It is the consistency. And you're right. I mean, if I listen to earlier shows that I've recorded, there's lots of stuff that I see in there and here and there. I'm thinking, oh, I wouldn't do it that way now. But I don't regret having done it that way now, because that's how I learn.
Yeah. And also, I don't know about you, but when I first started podcasting years and years ago, the questions I was asking and the topics I was asking were the topics and questions that I wanted to know about. So at that point, I was in a full-time job transitioning into a self-employed kind of growing my business. So I was talking to people about the turning points in their careers when they went from being employed to being self-employed or setting up their business, talking about how to turn their passion into a business or making sure that they're kind of interlinked in that. And I was talking to people about those topics because I was interested in it. And it was, that's what I wanted to hear and that's what I wanted to learn from them. And since I've gone along, my question has changed completely, because actually now it's not about what I want to learn. It's about what the audiences want to learn. And it's about placing them right in the center of the podcast, which you have to go through that journey to be able to do that. You can't learn that straight away from day one. It just doesn't work.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's break this down. So I guess the first question is, why should anyone listen to a podcast? Why would people want to listen to them?
Why do people want to read books why do people want to watch a film? From my personal experiences, when I started to listen to podcasts, it gave me a much better insight into the topic that I was listening to. So at the time, I was interested in marathon running and triathlons. So that podcast allowed me to understand the athletes a little bit more. It actually allowed me to listen to their voice as well, which meant I got to know them more. Which sounds silly, but it's so true. Listening to someone's voice does make a massive difference in the know, like, trust process. But also I got to understand their training methods beforehand, what the actual races, what went well, what didn't go well. And also they tend to discuss different stuff that they put into articles and interviews. So I learned a lot more stuff from that. And I've taken that kind of way of learning all the way ever since then. So if I want to learn about SEO or Instagram Reels or something to do with accounts that I didn't know, I'd listen to a podcast in the past, and I've learned from that, and I've managed to gather so many different bits of insights that I probably wouldn't have necessarily thought of, or it would have took me ages to find out because I didn't have all the content to hand. But listening to podcasts actually allows me to learn a lot quicker. As well as learning, some people listen to podcasts to relax, so it's great for storytelling, and you can get lost properly into a story, especially if it's been constructed for a podcast and each individual episode is a segment of that story. It's brilliant to get immersed in that kind of storytelling, so some people like to listen to that. But also it kind of does take up that little bit of dull time in when you're driving. You just want something in the background to listen to. You can learn a bit more about your favorite show, TV show, movie, comedian, whatever your kind of vices will be. But for me, listen to a podcast, you can get so much out of it. Learning, relaxing, it's personal preference. But really, 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 really cool way of just switching off. It helps me to switch off my noggin, more importantly. But one thing that a podcast also does, and this is something I'm really passionate about, is helping your community develop their skills and giving massive value to them. So if you don't mind, I would love to talk about community a little bit as well, because I really do feel that with podcasting community, they go hand in hand. And if you work for, and first of all, if you put your community right in the center of your podcast, right from the beginning, so when you're coming up with your idea for your podcast, you straight away know who your community is. You know what messages they want to listen to. You know what ideal length of show they're going to want to listen to, because you know what their habits are. You know what platforms to share it on social media, because you know they go on those. The more stuff you put into your podcast about the community, especially when it comes to questions and topics that you want them to kind of understand and engage with, because they're going through it at the same time, your podcast will not only just become a podcast, but it will become a cool, it will become a tool for change, and actually it will give that community massive, massive value. So going back to the original question of why you should listen to a podcast, if you're listening, if you've got a podcast and it's teaching you and giving you massive value, why wouldn't you listen to a podcast? Putting community is so, so important. So being part of a community and having a podcast, for me, goes hand in hand. You just need to make sure that actually you've got the right content for that community, and then that content, that community will help that podcast grow.
And when you to podcast or do find podcasts that you enjoy, you like listening to them, get in touch with the host, get in touch with the guests. Give even simple things like giving them the podcast a like wherever you see it promoted. A like,
yeah.
Because chances are the podcasters are going to be reading those comments, and we love it when we see what people think of it. We get the feedback; it helps us make it even better for future ones. We will sometimes get in touch with people if they particular, and yeah, even things like if you find a good podcast that you like, share it. Tell your mates about it. Subscribe to the podcast. I discovered the other day a completely free way you can help a podcast is, even if you don't use Apple Podcasts itself to listen to your podcasts, but if you find a good podcast you like, find it on there, subscribe to it on there. Even if you never listen to it on there, it increases the subscriber figures, which makes it easier for other people to find that podcast. Simple things like that, and get in touch. I mean, it's lovely when you start to see the same names commenting again and again. You start to build a connection with them. They start to build a connection with you. As you say, it's community. It's all about community.
Yeah, and we spend our time creating this content. You know, we're not paid to do it. For me, podcasting is a way of just pure value to anyone who I speak to. So for me, it's about making sure that actually if someone does comment, I comment back, I reply back, because, again, why wouldn't I? But also, you're missing an opportunity there. You know, you're developing that relationship. And as I said, we don't get paid to do this. Podcasting is a labor of love for most people. Mm. So giving that like, giving that review, subscribing, sharing, it honestly does mean that much. It does mean a hell of a lot to the vast, vast, vast majority of pods out there. So, yeah, even if if you listen to an episode on somewhere, and you've got a podcast that you love and you listen to, leave a review straight away. Pop on there, leave a review, share it on your socials. Do it now, because it means the world. It means the world to any podcast for you to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, there's a benefit to you as well. When you do that, you make the chance of that podcast being successful and lasting, which means more episodes to listen to. Win-win.
Boom. Also, with community, we haven't mentioned it yet, but there are podcasts like Alf who have got a Patreon or a subscriber area where you get exclusive content and all that kind of stuff. If you like that podcast and they've got one, pop on there. Pop on there. Normally they only start from a couple of quid upwards. But again, that means so much. So if you can be part of an exclusive community, whether that's on Patreon or other subscription-based platforms available, yeah, go for it.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Patreon there. You and I had a chat just before recording this. Gary's very, very kindly going to stick back at the end of this. We're going to segment purely for my Patreon supporters, where we're going to be sharing more tips on building communities around your podcast. So if you are a Patreon supporter after this episode, go and catch that. You'll get the email when it comes out anyway, but go catch that on Patreon. If you're not a Patreon supporter, go to Patreon, sign up, support it, and you'll be able to get access to that and all the other bonus content. Now, this spot could be featuring you. There are three different levels at which you can sponsor. We've got a bronze level, where you get to sponsor 1 month's worth of episodes of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. You get your advert played in this part of the show. You get mentioned in the show notes. And you also get mentioned in most of the social media promo for those episodes. Or we've got the silver level, where you get all of that. Plus, you get sponsorship of the 5-Minute Meditation podcast as well. So you get promoted in 8 lots of show notes, 8 lots of promos. And you get mentioned with a link on the sponsorship page on the website. Or there's the top one, the gold level, where you get all of that. Plus, you get a guest blog on the KeithBlakemoreNoble.com website. Plus, we'll record a special bonus episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show featuring you. 3 different levels, whichever one you want, it's up to you. Just go to KeithBlakemoreNoble.com/show/support to find out more. And you could be our next sponsor in this spot. Now, where were we? So we've explored why people listen to podcasts, what they get from them. We've explored how we can engage with podcasts that we enjoy and that we like. There are podcasts which cover pretty much every interest that one might have. There's always room for more podcasts, of course. Everybody has their own unique take on things. There will be people listening to this who are thinking, well, yeah, maybe it'd be nice to start a podcast. Oh, it's probably difficult. You need vast, expensive equipment. You need big teams to do it. You need all sorts. Do we need that? How can we go about launching a podcast?
So when I first started my podcast, it was after a slightly drunken tweet to if I can guest on one of their shows. Had a meeting the following day with them because it was on Sunday afternoon. Had a meeting with them on Monday afternoon, and offered me my own radio show. So I had 2 weeks. Mobile phone wasn't this one, much older model than this. But I had 2 weeks and a mobile phone to learn how to produce a radio show, which back in that day for that station was a podcast. Basically, you record a podcast, then you'll upload it to their server, and then they'll broadcast it at the time and date, and so therefore giving you a radio show. So I had 2 weeks. So in terms of technology, a lot of people think you need, as you said, vast amounts of technology, vast amounts of equipment. Truth is, you don't. What you need is an absolutely kick-ass idea. An idea is going to take the equipment will, because that equipment you buy, which is probably anywhere from £200 to £2,000 or above, if you haven't got a good idea and you stop podcasting after 20 episodes because you haven't thought it through, that's good to be collecting dust, just like that expensive golf kit or that expensive bike that you've never rode because you're scared to go out on the roads. So for me, the equipment is a kind of a, it's not an excuse, because you do need something to record on. That's true. You need somehow to get your voice onto that. You also need somewhere to edit if you wanted to, or create the actual file, which again, mobile phone, computer, you can quite happily use those. And you need somewhere to market it. So you need somewhere to pop it onto the channels so it can go onto places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and all those kind of places. So you do need a certain level of technology. But as I said right at the start, it's all about that consistency. And if you look at the long game for podcasting, you can prove over time, you can buy that microphone if you want to after 10 episodes. You can buy a computer to edit and kind of the new software to make it a little bit more fancy after a while. If it gets successful, hell, you can outsource most of those kind of stuff. But at the start, you don't. You need one thing, and that's a kick-ass idea. And that idea, again, funny enough, we've already mentioned it, places your community right at the heart of it. It means that actually you have a plan for those weeks where you're not feeling good or you're too busy at work and you can't record an episode, so therefore you've got one in reserve. The plan focuses on all of those, and that's what I spend a lot of my time talking about. So, no, you don't need equipment. You don't need fancy equipment to start it. All you need is a good kick-ass idea and then work from there. You can build over time. It really doesn't... Yeah, I went on a live probably about a month ago, and the first question I got asked was all about the equipment. Mm-hmm. And then I turned it right on its head and spoke about the idea, because the equipment is one of the biggest things where people get hung up on, and it shouldn't be that at all. It shouldn't be that. People don't really care what kind of tiles you've got in the background. They really don't. What they care about is your content and the way that you're delivering it and the value that they're going to get from that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the content and the value and the consistency, as you say. I mean, when I first started in podcasting, initially I did it audio only. I used to just use either my laptop and the microphone on the laptop to record it, or sometimes when I was out and about, I actually had, you remember those old dictaphones, those little handheld record? Just use that with a little clip-on mic. It worked. Built up from there. I mean, these days I use the Blue Snowball microphone. That was, I think, the biggest expense I've done on the podcast, was getting that the Blue Snowball with a nice little microphone stand. So you get much nicer quality. But that wasn't until I'd got quite a few episodes under my belt. And when I started with video, I had a camcorder, so I just used that to record it. Then I started doing it online, so I started using Zoom, record it with Zoom. Now I use a slightly different package. I've gone to OneStream Live, the package that I use. It's got the studio and everything in it. But you don't need all of those. You can just, if you're able to speak to someone and record what they're saying, that's it.
Yeah, and I started off with literally my phone, talking to people face to face in coffee shops, going like that.
Yeah,
people
back to the mic. Yeah.
And the good thing about this, and just starting kind of bare bones, is first of all you learn the trade. Mm-hmm. You learn the mistake. You kind of make all the mistakes.
Yeah.
that you can possibly kind of make off. Even the ones that you've read about and you think, I'm never going to do that, you do it. So yeah, you'd learn from there. But all a microphone does, or all the fancy equipment does, it just minimizes the space between the mouth and the recording device. That's all it does. Drop all of the kind of the voice kind of bouncing off all the different places and getting all of those kind of echoes. So today I'm using a Blue Yeti Pro, which is just, again, Logitech's equipment, same as yours. Mm-hmm. I've got a web, which is placed a laptop, because I'm recording it from home. If I'm in a studio, I'd have the Rode Procaster mic. I'll have mixer desk. I'll have Shure phones and have it recording it. But you don't need all that.
Yeah.
You can literally start going like that. And I released a blog the week or four it's part of the new online course I'm creating, about should you start with video or just go audio only. And the ultimately, it's just about what's best for you. Mm-hmm. And if starting off audio is best for you, do it. Because from episode 10 or 20, start incorporating video.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a nice added bonus for the people who are listening and engaging with it.
Yeah.
But start bare bones. Start bare bones and go from there. Now, when I say start bare bones for people are going to be different levels.
Yeah.
So some people are going to want to go with the studio mic straight away and the mixing deck straight away. that's fine for them. But you don't need to.
Mm. Yeah. So I guess where we can sum up is, what equipment do you need to start a podcast? Start with what you have.
Guarantee
everybody gets episode, whether you're listening to it. Everybody has got all the equipment they need to create a podcast. Well, while you were talking about that, a thought just came to mind. We can think of films where they've had all the expensive equipment, all the huge stars, massive CGI, and you watch the film and you go, well, that was a load of rubbish. On the other, yet at the other end, you can get these films which are all like one level of film in terms of quality of the character and maybe the acting quality and so on. But the storyline that they've got there, you're watching it, you're thinking, well, it looks a bit cheesy. And next thing you know, you're hooked, you're invested, because they've got really good story in there. And so it's not the equipment, it's what you're doing with it. The story for a film or whatever, and for a podcast, it's what's the content that you're getting across.
It's so true, so true. And as I said right at the start, I'm a big comic book and Marvel fan. Back at the start of the year, Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania got released. And that is, they've spent millions and millions and millions of pounds on it. And they've had a number of different writers kind of input their stuff, different rewrites here, there and everywhere. And it's not uncommon for big, massive kind of scale projects to have rewrite that kind of stuff. But it got lost. The storyline got lost in it. And it felt disjointed. And a lot of people have said that. So it's not just my saying that. A lot of that. And that's because too many people have kind of had their inputs on it. They focused on the visuals rather than the storyline. Something like Guardians of the Galaxy 3 that's just come out, using Marvel expression, one person right from start to finish. Much better for consistency, much better for kind of tone of voice. And it works as a film so much better than having various people, various different inputs, various editing kind of things happening to it, which kind of takes it away from the original purpose. So if you are looking to start a podcast or start being a guest on a podcast, or just start engaging with a podcast, your idea of what you want to share with people, and stick with it.
Yeah.
And that's probably my biggest thing. And with podcasting, and especially launching a podcast, make sure that's a common thread all the way through your podcast, through your episodes, through your series. Make sure that thread, that idea, is firmly based in your community. That's the, again, going back to community, so important.
Absolutely, absolutely. It kind of goes back to what's your vision for your podcast? What's the point? I don't mean that, what's the point? But I mean, what is the point of your particular podcast? What does it do for people? And always,
what's it going to achieve is a big question I ask everyone who's looking to launch a podcast, not just for you as a person, but as your business, if it's related to a business or your community venture, whatever it is, what's it going to do for you? What skills it can give you personally? What's it going to give your business, and what's it going to give the community? And don't just look at it from a short-term point of view, as in next couple of months it's going to give me this. Think about it long-term. Think about it in terms of months, a couple of months, a year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. If you think about it like that, suddenly you're not going to have to worry about the vast amount of stuff you're going to need to do, because this time I'll be still doing it, and I'll have all the equipment. Now is just kind of point in that journey.
Yes. Yeah, you can always build on it. You can always increase. You can add your equipment, add your software, outsource stuff as you go along. But start with that core. I don't know about you. I think there's one thing I'd add to that, because sometimes people think, but I've got to get it all right outset. Not necessarily. Yes, it's possible your core theme will evolve over time, but it's evolving. It's not jumping around. So I mean, take your Guardians of the Galaxy example. I'm sure when the writer first had the idea, it probably isn't the same as the finish, but so, it's evolved through his vision. He's allowed to evolve to create what he wanted.
So he actually did an interview. So James Gunn, who wrote Guardians of the Galaxy for Marvel, for the MCU, he actually spoke about the how he wrote Guardians of the Galaxy, and more importantly, did the effects of the previous films, which the Guardians kind of were in for the MCU, did that affect his final kind of film? And he said no. He always had the vision of the third film being as it is when he wrote the first film. Yeah. So basically, he wrote the film in three parts, parts right from the start. So he ran all the way through. Wow. Minor things changed. Mm-hmm. Characters did different things because they were in different places at different times, but the same themes kind of ran all the way through. So if you watch kind of film one to film three, and you kind of have a general understanding of the overarching kind of matter that's going on, you'll kind of you'll see it as a saga rather than just three individual films in part of those. But he was he's a great example of story writing, storytelling, mm-hmm. and have that overarching view of it, rather than just focusing on episode by episode per episode per episode.
Yeah. Nice. Which is actually, I mean, why not? Let's use the MCU as a good example of this. It's an illustration of the importance of having that overarching view of where things are going, the conceit of the characters across the different films, not just those three films, but the entire. Are we into phase five yet, or is it still phase four at the moment?
We're slap bang in the middle of we're in phase five now.
Yeah,
but we're in phase five, which means there's over 30 different programs and stuff that people can watch from start to finish over the last 18 odd years.
Yeah.
So massive amount of content there. If we're talking about the MCU, one thing that I would love to talk to people just quickly about is about making it really as complicated as making it as simple as for them as podcasters to communicate their language, their story, their ideas to their audiences. Because one thing that the MCU does really well, but doesn't do very well at the same time, is they tell everybody what's going to come up. Mm-hmm. So they tell people about what's going to come up over the next kind of few years. So we're in phase five, phase six and phase seven is going to be coming out soon. And these are the programs which are going to do. But then obviously things change and timings change and programs and shifted and all that kind of stuff. So for your podcast, have a plan for the long term. It's good to communicate it to a certain point to your audiences to tell them what's going to come up. But don't tell them and then keep changing and changing and changing, because at some point the audience is going to go, do you know what? they're doing? And I think that's a problem that the MCU is having at the moment. So they've told everybody they're going to release loads of content over the next few years. Mm. But actually, they're struggling to keep up because of the demands that they've put upon themselves. They've made a run off their own backs because they've said they're going to release 10 different projects every year. Well, realistically, you can't produce that amount of content. So when you're looking at podcasts and to communicate it to your people, to the community, make sure you're giving them realistic kind of objectives in terms of what you're going to do. But also, make sure it fits into your life and your business and what your commitments are. Because there's no point starting a podcast and then not finishing it.
Yes.
And we saw that over lockdown. So many people started podcasts over lockdown and then realized, well, actually, real life started to kick off now. I can go back to my job or I can go back out now. So it stopped. So we don't repeat to that. So if you are looking to launch a podcast or get on a podcast, make sure actually you have got a plan and you can fulfill that plan. Don't start it and then just stop it halfway or, you know, just keep changing the goalposts. We have gone on a bit of diverge on that, and I've gone on a bit of a rant, so apologies. Just make sure that you've got a plan and, you can share a bit, but not too much.
Yes. I like that. Share, but don't overshare. Keep some of it in reserve. It gives you some leeway to adjust things if you need to. And it also gives you plenty of surprises that you can give people.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, you might have a couple of projects fully formed or a couple of episodes fully done and ready to go. You're just waiting for the right time. And that's really cool having it in your back pocket. So actually you can just release them as a bonus episode or pop it on Patreon or wherever it is. Yeah. You don't have to release it all in one go.
Yeah. Brilliant. I think that's a good point for us to stop. I think we've picked up a lot over the course of this episode. It has certainly gone in directions that I think neither of us expected it would at the time. But hey, isn't that true of podcasting in general? Yeah, when you create a podcast, it will start to take a life of its own, and you allow it that to breathe and create something which often turns out to be so much better than you'd originally planned. Gary, for people who are listening or watching, and if they find out more or maybe get in touch with you or get a sample of the kind of stuff that you do, what's the best place for them to do that?
So best place to do go to the website growradio.uk, and it doesn't matter what level of podcasting you're at, whether you just want to listen to some podcasts or you want to get on a few podcasts, or you've got a podcast you want to showcase on the radio station. If you pop onto radio.uk, there's a different areas of the websites that will be available for you that will give you those opportunities. It also has all the social links as well. So we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and all those kind of places. So obviously follow us on there. But the best place to do it is to go to Grow Radio and start tuning in and listen to some of the shows. That's the easiest way to do that. And on there as well, if you do like one of the shows, connect with the show, let them know, as we said before, and then follow them on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. But yeah, check out the website.
Brilliant. So that's growradio.uk. Check it out there. As Gary says, you'll find a plethora of podcasts on there, including this very podcast. Well, I'm very, very honoured that Gary allowed us to place this show on Grow Radio. There's some excellent ones there. New podcasts on the hour every hour. So whatever you're into, you'll find something on there that you like, and that'll maybe inspire you to look at creating your own. And when you're ready to do that, Gary's your man. Thank you so much for spending the 100th episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show with me. It's been absolute blast. I knew it would be. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I also loved our little delve into the MCU as well there.
Yeah, I didn't realise we were going to talk about it, but it was quite good fun. Last question for you, Keith, because obviously you've been asking all the questions, and thank you very much for doing it. But this is the 100th show.
Yeah.
It is. For all the listeners out there, what's next for you? What have you got planned for the next 100 episodes? Let's have a little sneak peek.
Oh, now that is a good question. And I'm gonna go back to pretty much the last piece of advice that you gave. Give people some information, but don't give them too much, because sometimes plans change and sometimes you want to give them a surprise. I can tell you I've actually got three guests who I am currently attempting to negotiate getting them on. They're certainly stepping up a couple of levels in terms of who they are and their popularity, etc. I know each of them will be incredibly interesting episodes, not just because of the name of the person, but their backstory and what we can learn from them. So that's what I'm looking to bring for the in the near-ish future. So the next 100 episodes, yeah, why not? The next 100 episodes, let's go for it. It's good to bring this sort of mix. Half the episode, me and the guest. Half the episodes will be me talking about mindset and sharing tips and tools and techniques and so on. But I have got a few higher caliber guests that I'm in the negotiations with at the moment. I won't say any more because A, it's nice to have a surprise, and B, I don't want to say and then they don't, then it falls through.
That's fair play. But
that's where we're going. That's a lovely question though. Thank you, Gary.
No, I just want to say again, thank you for being part of this show, and thank you very much for being part of Grow Radio and all that stuff. As I say, we've worked together on a couple of different projects. Yeah. No doubt we're going to be working with each other on a number of different projects as well. Not giving anything away, but it will happen. But yeah, no, thank you. And thank you for, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, dear listener, dear viewer, however you're catching us. Remember, give us a like, a comment, share, subscribe, review, share it with your friends. And I'll catch you in another episode very soon. Take care. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.